Thank you for joining us here today, here at Versailles Baptist Church, Versailles, Indiana. I am Pastor Mike Cantrell, and we welcome you to be a part of our worship service and our church ministries. The title of today's message is Assurances in Troubled Times, and I'll be reading from 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 15, and then verse 20. So if you have your Bible or Bible apps on your phone, feel free to follow along with me as I read. Beginning with verse 11. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence in which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from Him. Now verse 20. And we know the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know Him who is true in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is true God. This is the true God and eternal life. So today, in these difficult times, the Bible assures us that there are some truths that we can know for certain. But the early church was no stranger to plagues, epidemics, or extreme emotional feelings. They experienced their fair share of understanding, of uncertainties, and of even panic. So here in 1 John chapter 5, the Apostle John directs believers' attention to some things that we can be certain of about even in these uncertain times. And there's three truths I want to draw from this passage of Scripture that cannot be denied and will never, ever change. Given the current climate of unpleasant emotions and uncertainty, today would be a good day to focus on the things that we are assured. So first of all, John tells us about our promise as believers in verse 13. I want to read that again so we can see the emphasis that John is placing on this particular verse. Again, John says in verse 13, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." So as believers in Jesus Christ, we can know that we have eternal life. God has gone on record in His Word as offering eternal life to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. This is God's promise, and we can count on God's promises, all of His promises. Listen to just a few verses in the Bible that assure us of eternal life. And the reason I'm talking about eternal life, we need to know that in our life. We have a lot of things that we are sure of, but a lot of people in this life are not sure that they have eternal life. And that's very important. So first of all, Jesus says in John 3:36, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life." And then John 5:24, Jesus says, "Truly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life." And again, Jesus says in John 6:47, "Truly, truly I say to you, he who believes has eternal life." Then one other verse talks about eternal life is Romans 6:23, which Paul says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So when you think about it, life is full of up and downs and empty promises, but eternal life with Jesus won't ever be an empty promise. How do we know that Jesus knows what he's talking about here? Because he's been there. Jesus has been to the grave, numbered among the dead, heart silent, lungs vacant, body wrapped, and grave sealed. But then the miraculous thing happened. According to 1 Peter 1, 3, and 4, the scripture says this, because Jesus was raised from the dead, we've been given a brand new life and have everlasting life with him, which is the promise of eternal life. Secondly, John continues our passage by telling us about our confidence in prayers. In verses 14 and 15, I'd like to read those again for the emphasis here. Verse 14 first. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from him. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. So, the second promise, or the second truth that we see here in these two verses, we can be assured that God hears and answers our prayers. Now, more than ever, let me repeat that. More than ever, Christians ought to be responding not in panic, but in prayer. See, we have so much to pray about. We need to pray for the medical leaders. We need to pray for decision makers, whether it be in our homes, our churches, our nation, our country. We need to pray for governments here and around the world. We need to pray for the people who are already afflicted by this virus. We need to pray for those who are especially vulnerable, the elderly, those who are already sick or have immune deficiencies. In uncertain times like now, and we hope we never see anything like this again, it is so essential that Christians choose prayer over panic. And when we pray, we can be certain that God is listening. That's what our scriptures is telling us. That's what we're reading right here. We know that he hears us. Now, in my experiences, and I haven't always gotten what I prayed for, and I might ask, have you? As far as I can tell, there are four different answers that God will give concerning our prayers, and he loves to hear from us. We need to be praying. One of those is if our request or the request is wrong, God says no. If the timing is wrong, God says wait. If you are wrong, God says grow. And grow means to be grow in your spiritual life. Grow in your prayer life. Learn how to ask God for the right things. And then, but if the request is right, the timing is right, and you are right, God says yes. So, how do we make sure that everything is right in our life? Well, John answers that for us when he says here, if we ask anything according to his will, we have the request which we have asked from him. So prayer, pray in line with God's will. That's the key. Pray in line with God's will, and you can pray with confidence, and God will hear it. I like what John Wesley once said. God does nothing except in response to believing prayer. See, God always says yes. then our requests are in line with His desires for our life. See, God desires the best for us. And it comes through prayer. It comes through knowing Him. It comes from getting in His words and finding out what God's desires and will is for our life. To pray effectively then means that we need to determine God's will. What is God's will for your life? What's God's will for my life? And to do that, we need to open our Bibles. Most of God's will is already laid out in the pages of Scripture. Do you realize that? They are. So turn the commands of God's word into request. That's what He's asking us to do. That's what John is telling us here in this Scripture right here. So make prayers found in God's word your own. See, God is a personal God. He'll speak to you directly, especially when you come to Him through His word and in prayer. So pray God's promises back to Him. God wants to know that you know those. And if we pray them back to Him, then we know that we have our requests. So by using Scriptures as a basis for your prayer life, you'll be sure to pray in a way that honors God, and then you can know His answer will always be, "Yes, my child." So we can be confident when we pray in our prayers. And the third and final point I want to make here in these verses is our belief in the Son of God. In verse 20, again, John gives us three closing words. These closing words here. "And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know Him who is true." John says that three times in this verse. "And we are in Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." Three times He says true. If we know anything is true, it's the Word of God, and we know Jesus is true in His promises. So, to identify and to break this word down, true, the word translated true, or in some translation may say real, means original as opposed to a copy. Or it can mean authentic as opposed to imitation. So, Jesus is the light. Not only the light, He's the true light, the true bread, the true vine, and truth itself, according to verse 20. He is original. Everything else is a copy. He is authentic. Everything else is an imitation. So, going to the Old Testament, even Isaiah says this about Jesus, that He is the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9, verse 6. So when you know Jesus, and you know that He loves you, and you love Him, you can experience the peace of God that passes all understanding. And we know that is Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Even in the midst of a global pandemic. So in conclusion here, we are experiencing some troubled times. And again, I pray, I know you do as well, that we will never experience this again. But in 1 John chapter 5, it gives us some truths that have stood the test of time and that we can know for certain. That we can be certain about our promise as believers. We can be confident in our prayers. And we can believe in the Son of God that He will always hold true to what He tells us because He lived it Himself. So, when you feel overwhelmed and worried or anxious, remember these three assurances. And I would ask you to just take comfort in them. You can know that you have eternal life. You can know that your prayers are going to be heard and answered by God. He wants to say yes when we pray in His will. You can know that you've been, and I'm going to say this, vaccinated against sin and Satan. And they're looking for a vaccination for this virus. But through Jesus Christ, we have been vaccinated against sin and Satan. Hallelujah for that. See, you can know that you are a child of God, and you can know Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of your soul. Now, in closing, for those of you who don't know Jesus Christ yet, I would love to introduce you to Him. He stands ready to receive you, to forgive you of your sins, welcome you into the family, and give you the free gift of eternal life. If you are ready to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you're looking for a church home, or if you have any questions, please let us know here at Versailles Baptist Church in Versailles, Indiana. And our website is versaillesbaptistchurch.org, Versailles, Indiana. Now, we welcome the invitation to talk with you concerning your decisions, or to pray with you about Jesus Christ. Whatever prayers you may have, we welcome you to call us, and we'll pray with you. We love to hear from you. God bless you, and God keep you in His care. Let us pray. Our Father God, we thank You for the message that we received from Your Word, from John chapter 5. Lord, help us to look to You for guidance. Help us to look for You for hope. May we always trust in You. And may we always be fervent in our prayers to You, asking in a way, Lord, that it's within Your desires, it's within Your will. Lord, I pray for everyone that's been affected by this virus. Lord, I pray that You intervene. And Lord, we know that You're in control of all things. And Lord, You will see this world through it. Maybe this is a testing for everyone. And may we be conscious of Your divine presence in our life. May we trust in You, have faith, not fear. But Lord, knowing that You are the Savior of the world, You know all things, and You behold all things. Everything was made for You. And You have all authority over heaven and earth. We as Your children, and Lord, those who are looking for something different in their life, something that's solid, something that's true, Lord, You are the answer. We praise You. We thank You. In Your precious Son's name, amen.